Hi, my name is Sindora, and I'm a sophomore in high school in a health science class. I will be talking about ways to specifically prevent cervical cancer and prevent cancer in general. Cancer is a disease where defected cells divide uncontrollably and destroy parts of the body. But cervical cancer specifically is a harmful tumor in the lowermost part of the uterus called the cervix. The best way to prevent cervical cancer is to prevent the transmission of a virus called HPV. Because the transmission of this virus is number one cause for cervical cancer, HPV is human papillomavirus. The best way to prevent the transmission of HPV is to maintain abstinence. But if that's not possible, make sure to not have multiple sex partners and use condoms during sexual intercourse. Another way to prevent HPV is to get HPV vaccines. HPV vaccinations should be started around age 11 for girls and boys, and they can be given until the age 26. But the vaccinations usually end after a series of 2 or 3 shots. The first two vaccines are called Gardasil and Gardasil 9, which are for both males and females. The third vaccine is called Cervarix, which is only for females. Another way to prevent HPV is to get a pap smear test done, because this test checks for red flags that could mean HPV in the future. As a warning for all cancers, in general, do not smoke because smoking can cause lung, bladder, liver, cervix, and many other kinds of cancer. There are many other ways to prevent cancer too. For example, exercising for 30 minutes a day for 5 days maintains body weight well and prevents cancers like breast and colon cancer. The 30 minutes of exercise should include aerobic activities like swimming and running. Exercising rigorously for 15 minutes a day, 4 or 5 days should work too. Pertaining to skincare, stay out of the sun between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. because that is when the sun's rays are the harshest. But if you do go outside, wear tightly woven and loose-fitting clothes that cover as much skin as possible. On top, wear tightly woven and loose-fitting clothes. Wearing blue or red colors is best because they provide a good shield against the sun's rays. So now that we've established how to protect ourselves from the sun, I am going to talk about how to safely expose ourselves to the sun. Because we need vitamin D in order to be healthy, 3 hours of sun exposure per week is a healthy amount. But in order to be safe, put on sun protection lotion 15 minutes after sun exposure. Pertaining to ways to prevent liver cancer, make sure to get hepatitis B shots because hepatitis B is a main cause of liver cancer. Hepatitis B vaccines are usually given as 3 to 4 shots in a period of 6 months. Now we are going to talk about ways to prevent cancer through diet. Before eating any fresh foods, make sure to wash all foods about to be eaten with cool tap water. Specifically, consume 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Fruits and vegetables include an apple, banana, orange, and leafy greens like spinach and kale. As a rule of thumb, the greener the leaves, the healthier. On top of the 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, consume 6 servings of breads, beans, and other carbohydrates a day. Limit red meat consumption, such as pork or beef, to no more than 18 ounces a week. A person should have 2,300 milligrams or 1 teaspoon of salt at most, or sodium, a day. In order to take in enough calcium a day, which is 1,200 milligrams, drink 3 ounces of 3 8-ounce glasses of fat-free milk, eat 1 8-ounce cup of yogurt, or eat 2 to 3 ounces of low-fat cheese. Although drinking alcohol is not recommended at all, men can have 2 drinks a day and women can have 1 drink at most a day. A drink is defined as 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of liquor. Drinking 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day is always a good habit that is crucial to preventing cancer. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast.